Matthew, the 13th chapter. Matthew 13.
Amen. Amen.
Woo, quick on that. That's the easy one in the Bible to apply. Probably one of the most popular chapters or scriptures in the Bible is Matthew. And the reason for that is that Matthew is a complete coverage of the whole Bible. It covers it from the end of the beginning through to the end. And prophecies and all is there. So it makes it pretty much summed up in one book. Third verse, beginning at the third verse, I'll read 3-9. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside. And the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places, where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorn sprung up and choked them. But other fell onto good ground, and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Who hath ears to hear? Let you hear. Father, again, we ask you to take this word, use it to your glory. Use your servant, the Lord, here this morning. Let me not make one mistake, but just deliver that which you have. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I was reading some of the, it's something that I had there at home, and I ran across this, and I thought this was kind of cute. Captain Will, judge for yourself. When you get to heaven, you will likely view many folks there who will be shocked to you. Be a shock to you. Let me read that. When you get to heaven, you will likely view many folks there who will be a shock to you. But don't act surprised or even show a care, for they might be a little shocked to see you there. Wow. So true it is. We would like to judge. We would like to have people. We would like to be the judge and say, well, he did or she did or they didn't. But that's not for us to say. We, as I read these scriptures to you, y'all are familiar to all of us. We've read them time and time again. And understand the meaning of them precisely. But there's a little thing here that came to me, and I hope it comes out right. I don't know whether it will or not, but we'll see. And that is this. I'm going to ask you two questions. Is the church interfering with your life? Or is your life interfering with the church? Two questions. Don't expect you to spout out with an answer. But it goes along with what the story of the seed and the sower. As we read that, as the sower went out, he spoke in parables because he spoke in parables that they can understand. The parable of the sower, as he was speaking on this, but the point of a parable was to speak and to teach those of things that they knew about, of things that they did not know. The parable would reach those believers, those that had an open heart, those that were willing to listen, that was eager to learn, that was wanting to know what God had in store for them. They would hear it. But those ones with a closed mind, those ones that had already determined that they weren't going to hear it regardless of what it was, that it was turned off to them, and they did not receive the blessing. He speaks of the seed being sown, and he said some fell by the wayside. Well, if there's any farmers in the group this morning, which I'm sure that each and every one in here knows about seed. You go out here on the street and you sow your seed out here on this blacktop. Take it. And stand back and wait for it to grow. Well, that isn't going to happen, and we know it. If we would go out here and sow seed on cement or blacktop or hard pan dirt, some of the ground that we have around that looks like cement, we cannot expect anything, and we know it. If we've done it before you've done it, you didn't know it. Before you was taught that you had to put the seed, get out of plant, okay? So what happened? The seed that he sowed, the birds come down and they gathered it up and had a little feast out of it. They enjoyed it. They didn't go collect the waste because they enjoyed it, okay? Because there was no place for it to grow. And secondly, he sowed it among the stony places. And as he put it in the stony places, it had no root. Very little. It sprung up. It was accepted. Yes, it was brought up. But as it started to grow and sprouted and become little sprouts are sticking up, then the heat of the day, the sun and all the heat come upon it, and because it had no depth of root, it withered up and dried up and burned away. The third that he planted, he cast it out in amongst, well, everything that you can think of. Thorns and thistles and what have you. The ground was not prepared properly. It was not ready for seed. And he just went out and he just sowed it in there. And it grew okay. It come up. It sure did. But it come up with all the other thorns and thistles and what have you until it just choked it out and it did not grow. You've seen this before. You've seen people plant. You've seen people that would go out in the fields and in the spring of the year and boil their gung-ho and everything, the plow, they didn't make everything just right and they hit them when it was up, they just let it go. And as the seed pops up and starts to grow, so does all the weeds and everything else that you can think of, and pretty soon it's all choked out. Doesn't do good at all. You ever done that? Yes. We know what we're talking about. So it choked it out. But the last that he sowed was in good soil. It was well prepared. It was ready to receive the seed. It was, the garden was plowed and all smoothed out, ready to go. And when they put the seed in, it was stirred in just exactly right and it was there. The rain came and sprouted and it growed and it was bountiful. Produced much fruit. The only one of the whole bunch that we talked about there that done good was that one that was prepared to receive the seed. Jesus went ahead and he told them of the parable of the seed. He said that seed that was cast out here on the hard ground and all that was like those that would sit under the teachings of the Holy Spirit, that God would deliver a message to the pastors, the preachers, the teachers, or what have you. It was Jesus Christ that was delivering the message. He was talking to people of all kinds, and he said those that was hard, they had their mind set, they wasn't going to hear it in the first place. And so all the preaching, all the teaching that he could possibly do, or any of the rest of us could possibly do, they don't want to hear it. They're turned off. Just exactly like the seed on the parking. Turned off, won't hear it, don't hear it. The second was that was in the stony places, and he said they were well received. Yes, but stony, but you know, depth. You see, sometimes the Christian, those people that would hear the word of God are shallow. They don't want depth. They want to hear it. Yes, fine and dandy. Good, yes. Speak to them. They'll hear it. Yes. But just as soon as you turn your back, they're gone. Shallow. Not sincere. Don't want the depths. Don't want to get down to the nitty gritty with God. They don't want to hear. They don't. Yes. I'll sit in your pews. I'll be in your church. I'll do this, that, and the other thing. But when you quit speaking, I'm going out the door. I'm going right back to where I was. Huh? Yes. We have a lot of that. We do. The third that he said was he put it among thorns. The word that went out was cast out and it went into wherever. People that believed in everything. It was all kinds of cults, all kinds of beliefs, this, that, the other thing. There was all, just anything you can imagine, it was there. And as a seed, as the word of God was sent out into these peoples, yes, they took it in with one or the other. You see, they accepted the word, but with all the rest of the garbage. Check out things of the world, those cares, all this that was piled in there together. You can have it. All these things. He said, you brought all of your cares, the things of this world, and you brought them all in, and you mixed it all in with the good seed. And what do we have? We've got tares coming up, choked out. But the good seed was planted to those that were ready to hear the word of God. Wouldn't it be wonderful to go into a church somewhere in this world and preach the word of God to people that were ready to receive it? Wouldn't it be wonderful? I would have a field day. Yes, I would. When you preach the word of God, you would see those people sitting in the audience and in the cheap pews, just listening, just waiting for it, just waiting to grab hold of it. Yes, wouldn't it be wonderful? You won't find it. You will not find it in the future. You may find one or two out of the whole congregation that want to hear it. And the rest of them is just like those other three. They just, whatever. Folks, I believe that the biggest problem in the church today, in all churches, all religious organizations that believe in Jesus Christ as we do, I don't know about the rest, but I think the biggest problem today is being choked to death with tares. We hear the word of God, we listen, we sit in the pews and we listen, and all at the same time our little old mind is a wandering about the things of the world. What am I going to do this afternoon? Am I going to cook that meal? What am I going to do tomorrow? I got this big job coming up and I don't know how to handle it. Or, I don't know what to do. Yes, I don't know. Taking care of my husband? Yes, all these things, it's in your mind. All that you wonder. Even in your prayers, when you bow on your knees at the altar, you drift, you get out. Those are tares. Those are the things that we're mixing in with the Word of God. And these things, when we mix all this together, yes, we receive the good word, we receive it, and with all honesty, we would love to accept, as I said before, eager to get to depth, to get right down with it, with God. We'd love to do this, but we can't because the cares of the world is killing us. The cares of all these things that we drag around with us, this garbage and baggage that we handle on our back, we carry along with us, it destroys our faith, it destroys our communications with God. It gets between us and God. Yes. And the first thing you know, well, fight and end it. We come in, we sit in the service, and we feel good. But yeah, we go back out into the world and we're right back out into it. Those cares of the world. We're not willing to give God first place in our life. Ooh-wee. Now that hurts, don't it? Yes, we're not willing to give up all this garbage, to cast it aside from us, to put it away, to get rid of all that junk. We're not willing to do that. Because of what? Will. First of all, the riches that we seek. Everything is based on the almighty dollar. Yes. We want to get ahead of the Joneses or whoever. We want our kids to get more than we had. So we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna do this. We're gonna, yes. And in doing so, in telling ourselves that I want my kids to have more than I have, you're taking it away from them. Yes. You're taking it away, the very thing that they need, which was Almighty God in the first place. Not dollars and cents. Yes. So we leave, we get out there, how am I going to make an extra buck this week? How am I going to do this? How am I going to have that new fangled whatever it is that we ride around in or take home with us or whatever it is? We got to have this new stuff. And it's going to cost us a lot of money, so we got to do this and do that. And where did we leave God? Choked out by the cares in the world. That's what he's talking about. And I think probably that is the biggest problem with the churches today. We don't want the depth. We don't want the depth, the soil. We don't want to stir. We don't want to plow. We don't want to plow. We don't want to prepare ourselves that we can hear the word of God. We don't want to do this. No. We bow on our knees and we say, God, please plow us. Yes. Take this old stony heart, plow it. Stir it up. Make it ready to receive what you have for it. Then we can go into the depths. Otherwise, nope. Carry all this stuff in with you. You're going right back out that door. You're going to go right back out in the world. And it'll be the same rough treading all week. Because we didn't put God first. You know, I am a firm believer. Because I have proved over and over and over again in my own life, if I put God first, He'll take care of the rest. What?
Amen.
Yes. He will take care of it. It might get rough. It might get tough. You may not know where to turn to next. But I'll guarantee you what. If you put God first, He'll take care of every situation that you might get into. Yes. Stony ground, I've preached to blacktop. I've spread the word on stony ground, hard pan, blacktop cement, cast it out there, didn't amount. I preached to people that were indifferent, stony ground. Yes. That would, boy, I preached to that was a good message. Yes, sir. Reach it to us. That was good. Well, that's just what I needed. Yes, sir. Walk out that door. They didn't need anymore. All over. Gone. I'm glad I'm out of there. Then there's those that, as I said, the truly want to be what God would have them to be. Truly, in the heart, wants to serve God, wants to be just where He would have us to be. But the cares of the world, those things that we think are so important, are choking us to death, are coming up on us and deceivingly, are just crowding us out, that we can't really concentrate, that we can't really get down to business with God.
Yes.
Yes. And I truly believe that that is the biggest problem in the church today. The young people, they don't need God. They got all this stuff out there. Yes. The old people, we don't have to go to church. We got a TV we can turn off. Yes. All these things took out God. But folks, if you will allow Jesus Christ to stir that heart, to prepare that soil to accept the good seed, if you will allow Christ to prepare you, you will receive. Yes, some 100-fold fruit, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Differences, absolutely difference. But everyone producing fruit. How much fruit, I'll say it, how much fruit has been produced in your life? Yes. I asked you a question there earlier. How did I read this? I better read it again. Yes. I heard it, so I should have remembered it, but I don't remember much. Is the church interfering with your life? No! No, it isn't. But when we put the worldly things first, when we put those things that, as I said, choke us to death, when we're putting all these things ahead of God, then the church is interfering with your life. If the church is interfering with your life, here is your life interfering with the church. Ooh, no. No, I never did that. I would never ever do anything to interfere with the work of God. I wouldn't interfere with the work of the church, building or the church. Actually, I wouldn't do a thing. But again, the life that we live, the things that we do, sometimes doesn't reflect the church. It doesn't. Sometimes, those little things, if we go out, as I said, if we allow these things of the world to choke us out, then our life is interfering with the church. Simple as that. If we allow all this garbage, all this baggage, extra stuff that we're carrying around upon us, if we're allowing it to control us, then our life is interfering with the church. Good ground, good seed. Simple as that. It's just that simple. Clear our minds of all the garbage, all the extra baggage, clear our minds of that, and allow Christ to prepare us as a farmer prepares the soil for the seed. If we'll allow that, He will do the rest. The The only thing that we're required to do after that seed has been planted is to take care of it and be sure that there ain't no weeds comes up. Right, corn? Yes. If the weeds comes up, you gotta get rid of it. You gotta go in there and you gotta stir that stuff and make room for the good seed to grow and not be choked out. That's all we got. That's our job. That's where we're at right now. Yes. Yes. Devil will come in, and then little things will come up, and all this will come into our life. Get rid of them. Get them out of there. Just pull them weeds up, pull them out, burn them up. Get rid of them. Don't need them. No. They only choke you out. Folks, the church today is being choked to death. It's just like Satan getting a grip around your neck and choking. I don't like you. I don't want to be choked. No, I don't want to see the peoples of my church. I don't want to see this. I don't want to see bad things coming. Well, I don't want to see these things. Oh, we'll be trying to test it, but I don't want to see us being choked to death by the cares of the world. Where are we saying, I just give up. I can't do it anymore. I just can't fight it anymore. I quit. I'm on back my whole life. Of death. Good ground. Good seed. I ask you this morning. Give your heart to Jesus. Allow Him to stir it, to plant it in the good seed. The gospel of Jesus Christ, no matter where it fell, was good seed. It's where it fell that counted. The results of the end of it, where did it fall? Rocky places, barren places, thorny places, or good soil? Where did God's message this morning fall? Father, we thank you. We praise you. We know, Lord, that you are good. You are kind, and only goodness comes from you. Lord, that if we would allow you just to enter into our heart and to take away all those things, Lord, that would slow us down, we ask you, Father,